In the newly created 10th Congressional District, Democrat Denny Heck will face Republican Dick Murray in the general election. Pollsters say the district skews slightly Democratic, but Murray says his military experience will help balance that. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The 10th District was created after Washington picked up a seat in Congress thanks to the 2010 census. It includes parts of Thurston, Pierce, and Mason counties. With six candidates in the running, businessman and former state legislator Denny Heck took the lead with 41% of the vote on primary night.
We did a little better than we thought we would, and that's awfully gratifying, but it's a whole new election now, and we'll proceed accordingly.
Heck is an investor and the founder of the public affairs network TVW. He says if elected, he'd seek more federal funding for infrastructure and education and eliminate tax breaks for companies that move jobs overseas. Heck has raised $1.4 million so far, about 10 times the amount of his Republican rival, Dick Murray. Murray came in second with 26% of the vote Tuesday, but doesn't see himself as a long shot. He thinks voters will be impressed by his record during 9 years on the Pierce County Council. Murray is also a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He says that matters in a district centered around Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Especially in November when the military turns on, the military vote turns out is going to be a very close one. I think it's, somebody told me they think it's a plus two or plus three Democrat, which 2-3 points, I can make up that by outworking Denny Heck.
Murray says he supports deregulation and more limited government as a way to strengthen the economy, but he says he's also been an advocate for environmental protection. Murray beat out fellow Republican and Pierce County Councilman Stan Fleming to challenge Heck in November. I'm Amy Radel reporting.